Texte numéro 87. Protecting children from opioid overdose in the US. Inadvertent exposure to opioids is a real risk for children everywhere. Last year, a 10-month-old nearly died after ingesting fentanyl while playing at a park. In 2021 alone, there were 133 deaths from fentanyl among children under 5 years old. Moreover, in 20 years, over a third of all the 14,000 fatal pediatric opioid poisonings in the US were caused by fentanyl overdose. Let's put that last number in perspective. Over the past 25 years, America has had nearly twice as many children die from inadvertent exposure to fentanyl than all those who perished in the 9/11 attacks. But we are nowhere near resolving this issue. In fact, it only seems to be getting worse. These are children who are simply playing or sleeping in the wrong place and somehow encounter these highly potent substances, often only trace amounts of it, and little is needed to prove lethal to a small child. There are no simple answers. As long as there is an opioid epidemic in this country, there will be ample opportunities for children to inadvertently come into contact with these drugs. As a result of the recent decision by the FDA to approve naloxone, commonly known as Narcan, as an over-the-counter nasal spray that rapidly counters the effects of opioid overdose for people of all ages, there is now an easily accessible product that all commercial establishments, businesses, and public venues should have on hand. Just as they already have a variety of other emergency safety tools, such as first aid kits and fire extinguishers, naloxone nasal sprays should be available. Nowhere is this needed more urgently than in daycare facilities, schools, and other places frequented by young children. The recent global opioid settlement deal with the pharmaceutical industry that will pay out over $50 billion to local governments to spend towards tackling the epidemic over the next 18 years should enable elected officials to not only mandate that businesses have naloxone on site, but also offset some or all of the costs of doing so with their settlement dollars. The president and CEO of the National Safety Council has been blunt in her assessment of what should come next. Now that it is available over the counter, naloxone should be in every workplace, she said. State and local leaders will have access to a lot of opioid dollars over the coming years. It would be wise if they remembered the myriad other cases of innocent kids needlessly swept up in this epidemic when thinking about where to spend it. Adapted from Newsweek, October 2023.